A crowd gathered in the drizzle on the Capitol steps in Juneau today to show their support for Planned Parenthood. In recent weeks, Republican lawmakers in Congress have tried to strip the organization of its federal funding. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Rallygoers clutched signs that said, "Have your children by choice, not chance. Grandpa support Planned Parenthood." And of course, a sign too. Dave Sturdivant borrowed his wife's hot pink scarf for the rally. He blends in into a sea of pink shoes, t-shirts, and knitted hats that the crowd of about 30 was encouraged to wear.
It's about 90%, let's say, senior citizens like myself. So you have senior citizens that are well past reproductive age out here trying to support the cause.
There are four branches of Planned Parenthood in Alaska. The clinic provides STD and cancer screenings for men and women, pap smears, sex education, and LGBT services. And yes, some provide abortions. Planned Parenthood has been in the headlines lately because of a video that surfaced showing affiliates discussing the harvest of aborted fetal parts. And conservative Republicans are using the controversy to justify defunding federal dollars. Jessica Bogard skipped her lunch break to attend the rally.
Today is important because the decisions being made have a deadline and a vote. And so we need to make our opposition to the decisions being made to unfund or defund Planned Parenthood known today.
A bill to defund Planned Parenthood failed to get enough votes in the Senate. But a potential government shutdown is looming if lawmakers can't come to an agreement in the House. Last week, Alaska's U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski voted against a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. And she said she doesn't support a government shutdown. She was one of eight Republicans to vote against the bill. Bogard says she's happy the senator voted with the Dems.
But I don't think it's a party issue, it's a health issue. And if you view it that way, then the decision is clear, you keep funding Planned Parenthood.
A woman in an SUV drives by the rally and rolls down her window. If you didn't catch that, she shouted, "No government funding for private business." The crowd quiets for a minute before the chanting picks back up. Amanda Kraft says she thinks most of the reaction to the rally has been positive.
Maybe only just a couple people have either not waved or just not looked. Maybe one or two stink eyes, but that's okay. That's all right.
Kraft leads the next chant. She says she came up with it on the fly. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.